Hare Krishna. Well, here's an interesting question from Krishnananda Das. It follows on from interesting questions of this week of being able to marry Krishna officially in ISKCON. He says this is a hypothetical situation, which sounds like it's not a very, very well-selected hypothetical situation. He says, as a devotee, I may own a house. Then there's a consideration taking out insurance to protect the house. However, the moral dilemma, which is the main issue here, is that the only insurance company is subscribes to far right and fascist ideology. So shall I morally decline to insure the house, or should I prioritize protecting Krishna's property by going ahead with the insurance? Well, there's a couple of things here to clear up. First of all, he says, as a devotee, I may own a house. And then he says that it's Krishna's property. So if it's your house, it's not Krishna's property. If it's Krishna's property, then it belongs to ISKCON. So that in itself is sort of a contradiction in terms of whose property we're insuring. Now, as far as the fascist insurers, I don't know what country this is in, but generally in civilized countries, insurers who openly support fascist ideology, I don't think they get much business, which leaves open lots of other opportunities for other insurance companies. Okay, so, but say that that then does exist. Then there's the other issue where Srila Prabhupada says, well, we don't believe in insurance. Krishna is our only insurance. And New Vrindavan practiced that instruction of Srila Prabhupada. And of course, later their restaurant, $1 million restaurant, burnt down. And it was uninsured, so they didn't get anything back. But then, of course, it may be easier to get money out of the ashes of a burnt-down restaurant than it is to get it out of an insurance company, especially if they're fascists, and especially if the fascists know that you're a Hare Krishna, they're going to be very unlikely to give you a penny. So, I don't. This example is supposed to represent some kind of moral dilemma, but it's a little too, well, what should I say, too far left, leftist, to actually really communicate whatever is supposed to happen. But anyway, it's quite entertaining. It's only Friday. That means it's the fifth day of the week, so 2 out of 5, we had some very entertaining questions. You got any more entertaining questions for this week? Send them in. It's going to be a humorous week this week. Hare Krishna.